You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Ben Valsler and with Helen Scales. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do so through Twitter, that's at Naked Scientists, or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com. This week we're looking at the science of GPS, global positioning systems. How do you find out exactly where in the world you are? Well, for kitchen science, we decided that we'd get away from all the high-tech, fancy new ways to find out your location and get back to basics. For kitchen science this week, Dave and I have come out for a stroll in the countryside to have a look at the traditional ways to find out where we are. Now, Dave, you haven't told me very much about this route, and we're currently wandering along a footpath and getting brambles in my face. But how can you work out where you are if you can't see anything?
Well, at the moment, we've got a hedge each side, and you're right, it's basically impossible to work out where we are if you can't get any information about the outside world. We're just coming to a clearing here, and now we can look out, and we can see some other objects, and we can actually work out where we are roughly relative to those objects. So if we look out in the distance, you can see some radio telescopes over there. You can see Cambridge in the distance with the University Library and King's College Chapel. And there's Adam Brooks Hospital at the other side of Cambridge.
That doesn't really tell me where I am right now.
Well, it's already told you something. Just by looking, we can tell that we're maybe sort of 4 or 5 miles away from Cambridge. And that's constrained our position quite well. But if you want to get a much better idea of where we are, we can use a compass and a map.
Well, conveniently, we have both. We have an Ordnance Survey map of Cambridgeshire, and you have a very nice-looking compass with you. How do we use these together to work out where we are?
Using the compass, we can work out what direction an object is from us. And if we know what direction the object is from us, we know what direction we are from that object. So we can constrain where we are on the line.
In that case, let's use the compass. The radio telescopes are really obvious because they're nice and big and they didn't look too far away. Are they a good thing to base our first directions on?
In general, yes. In this specific case, probably not. I happen to know that those radio telescopes are built on a railway line and they can move, so probably not ideal for finding our position. Should we start with the University Library over there?
OK, I can't see the University Library moving much over time, so we point the compass at the University Library. And what are we looking to actually find out?
Basically, what direction the University Library is in. So I will just line the compass up with the University Library and line the dial on the compass up with north. And we can find out that relative to magnetic north, it's about at 39 degrees.
OK, so the University Library is at 39 degrees from us. We have an OS map, so let's have a look and see if we can find the library on the map. And very conveniently, it's actually labelled Libby. Now, maps, of course, have convenient grid lines on them that show which way is north. So can we just draw a line that is 39 degrees from that north line? And that should show us not where we are, but at least what line we lie on.
That's pretty much it. There's a slight subtlety, though. Because the magnetic North Pole isn't in quite the same place as the actual North Pole of the Earth. Here in Cambridge, you have to subtract about 3.5 degrees... in order to be pointing in the right direction.
We're actually drawing a line at 35.5 degrees rather than 39. So let's get that drawn on the map now. How do we constrain this a bit more and find out where we are?
Well, if we take another direction of another object, then we constrain ourselves to another line. We must be on both of those two lines, so where the two cross should be roughly where we are, with any luck.
What bearing is Adam Brooks from us, Dave?
It seems to be at about 64 degrees.
So let's draw that one on now as well and see where the two lines cross, and that should be exactly where we are. So where have we come out at, Dave?
Not exactly where we are, it would appear. We should be in the middle of a quarry, but I think actually it's not very bad. From having a look round and wandering down the end of the footpath, it's probably about 400 or 500 metres off, which isn't bad, seeing as the things we were looking at are about 10 kilometres away.
So how could we have made this a bit more accurate?
Well, the first thing to do would obviously be to measure the angles better and generally do the whole thing more accurately. But actually, we've made a fairly fundamental error in that we've picked two objects which are very close together in angle, which means any errors in angle produce a big error in distance and position. So we should have picked two objects which were at least 90 degrees apart rather than only 20, which we actually did.
Well, I guess we had to go with what we had. But is this how maps were actually made in the first place?
yes, what we've done is found out where one point where we're standing is relative to another two. So if we were actually standing on a church or something of interest and you could see two other churches, you could work out where the three churches were with respect to one another. Then you could draw another triangle to another object, a church or a trig point or something. And you can build up a whole map by this series of triangles or triangulation.
Is this the same thing that mobile phones do when they use different masts to work out where you are?
Yeah, that's right. The mobile phone masts have got directional antennae on them, so they can work out roughly what direction your signal's coming from. And from several different masts, you can work out roughly where you're standing. This is different from smartphones, which have GPS in them, which also use triangulation, but they do it by measuring distances in the triangle, not the angles.
So there we are, a few different ways to find out exactly or roughly where you are. But now that we know where we are on this map, it's time for us to turn around and find our way home. We'll be back with more Kitchen Science very soon. In fact, Dave will be showing you how to build a hovercraft next week using stuff you might have lying around. But that simple experiment shows you how you can rely on the basic maths of a triangle to find out where you are, as long as you have a couple of landmarks you can use to get your bearings. We'll put more info online at thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience, where you can also find loads of other experiments to try out at home.